Red Dice Diaries podcast, a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs by a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast is Shinigami by Tarek, used under Creative Commons license. Before we really get into the meat of this episode, I can see that I've got a voicemail message from my old friend Colin at the Spike Pit. So take it away, Colin.
Hi, John. Colin, Spike Pit. Yeah, it feels like we haven't heard from you for a little while, so I was glad to see you put out an episode on Anchor. Yeah, I like the sound of this grim and gritty OSR vibe game you've got going. All these villains and cutthroats knocking around is definitely well squarely placed in my wheelhouse. You know, I'll have to see if I can get in one of these, get involved in one of these online games with you. So, yeah, maybe one for the future.
Thanks very much for getting in touch, Colin. Yeah, it has been a while since I've put stuff out on the podcast. You know how it is, freelancing, work, real life stuff just getting in the way. But I'm hoping to get back to putting a bit more regular content out. I'm also hoping to be starting a BX Essentials campaign in the new year in a sort of homebrewed world. And I've sent you a voicemail message about that in case you want to get involved in that. Okay, thank you very much for the message. So we're now going to get on with the main meat of this episode, which is one of the reasons why I'm thinking of going a little bit more old school with the method of prep and the storage of my notes for this new BX Essentials campaign I'm talking about doing in the new year. And when I say a bit more old school, I'm talking more about sort of keeping things in notebooks and writing them down manually rather than using things like OneNote and various computer programs to record them. Now, don't get me wrong, these gadgets are well handy and I'm no stranger to how useful they can be. Most of the stuff for my Rose of Westhaven campaign previously has been stored in Evernote, and that's a great software package. Makes it really easy to clip things and store your notes and keep them together. I really enjoy using it. I've used a variety of map making programs, art programs, good old Photoshop is always a favorite for putting together handouts. It's all great stuff. I have nothing in particular against these computer programs. However, for me, because I suffer with epilepsy, I'm very limited on the amount of time I can actually spend on a computer. And that's for health reasons, for nothing else. So now, bear in mind that I obviously run these online games on a computer, and that's sort of like 4 or 5 hours you might be running a session where you're staring at the monitor. That's fine, I can do that, not a problem. However, it does become a little bit more strenuous if you're spending extra hours on the computer beforehand, putting all your prep together, staring at the screen, drumming your fingers on the desktop while you try and work out your notes, get everything written up, etc. Not to mention all the other stuff I do on the computer, like social networking, this podcast, my YouTube channel, stuff like that. Now, given that fairly recently I've had a seizure, nothing too serious, I'm fine now, bounce back from it fairly quickly, but obviously it has meant that I've had to reevaluate the amount of time I can spend on a computer. And this, coupled with the fact that at the same time I've also become aware of this whole idea of bullet to journaling. Now, if you're not aware of that, effectively it's just a method for storing notes in a notebook to make them easily accessible and to note down important things. And it's normally used as an everyday sort of organizational tool. You have sort of like different abbreviations you use to quickly record various items down, and you write out a contents page as you're going along with the page references on them. Luckily, I stumbled across a few communities online, I think one on Google Plus, one on Mew or MeWe or however it's pronounced, and a couple of others which talk specifically about using those bullet to journals as a sort of shortcut hard copy method of storing your notes for planning a game. I'm going to put a few links to these communities and the various websites, etc., in the description of this podcast so you can take a look in more detail if you want to. However, for me, I've always sort of enjoyed the idea of like writing things down in a notebook, since it's very convenient. You can always carry around a small notebook, whereas Granted, you can have tablets and things, but it's not always convenient to have like a laptop or a tablet or something like that. Whereas having a pen and a little notebook, when an idea strikes you, it's very easy just to pull it out of an inside pocket, write down your idea, back in the pocket goes the notebook, happy days, and it stops you from forgetting an important idea that might occur to you randomly as you're like on your bus back from work or whatever. Now, I get quite a lot of these ideas, but as the real world tends to do, various distractions come up, something takes your mind off it, you come back to it a few moments later and you're like, oh shit, what was that idea? I know it was a really cool idea. And then you spend ages struggling to remember it. And if you're lucky, you probably remember some of it. Whereas quite often, I'll have a great idea, I'll get distracted, and it's gone. However, having a notepad with you, and which is something I try and do at most points in time, even if it's just like a couple of posting notes or whatever, I can scribble down an abbreviated version on it and it'll help me jog my memory later on. So that's what I'm hoping to do with my game going forward. I'm going to try this out for the second chapter of our Rose of Westhaven campaign that's starting soon, recording everything in a more manual format. The main benefits to me being, like I said, it's an aid memoir. It'll also mean that I can do all of this planning and not be staring at a computer screen. And I'm just a big fan of having stuff written down on notebooks. I'm a big fan of these small Oxford black and red notebooks. You may or may not be aware of them. They're just sort of like, I don't even think it's A5. I think it's A6 notebooks with about 192 lined pages in and like a little sort of cheapy cloth bookmark in it. Very useful for writing things down. I've always been a fan of those, and so I'm going to try that going forward, see if it can help me manage the amount of time I'm actually spending on a computer for my planning, which will mean I've got more time for things like the podcast, social media, etc., and for actually running the games without stressing that I'm spending too long on the computer. So anyway, if you've had any thoughts on bullet journals, you've tried them out, they work for you, they don't work for you, I'd love to hear what your feedback is, what you think of the idea of bullet journaling. Let me know. As always, you can leave me a voicemail on Anchor, or you can send me a message on the various social networks, or contact me on reddicediaries@gmail.com. So until I see you next time, take care, whatever you're playing, happy gaming, and have fun.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.